Our dear listeners, I can share with you Uma, in the continuation of the tafsir, the commentary of the Holy Quran, today is the day of Ramadan, 1441, after the hijrah of our noble prophet Muhammad Rasulullah, which is equivalent to the 4th of May 2020. We are still in the translation of the chapter, the Surah Al-Baqarah, by Sheikh Kidir Abdullahi Maraya and his reciter Malam Sani Musa Malami. Akaramukumullah Isillah.
Wa iskala Rabbuka.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه جميعا حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Our brothers and sisters who have been following us in this Quranic interpretation in the English language, I greet you by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Once again, we are back with a view to continuing with the English Quranic exegesis, which has been aired on the Berekete Family Radio FM station under the auspices of its Chief Executive Officer, Malam Ahmed Isa, in memory of his late father, Malam Isa Muhammad. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him all that he might have committed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shower mercy on him and enrich him with the prime paradise on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِسْكَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدِ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَةَ وَنَحَنُ نُسَبِّهُ بِهَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ نعم
وَإِذَا قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً
Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Oh, my messenger Muhammad, peace be upon you. O the Messenger of Allah. Iskala Rabbuka lil malaikati. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, Oh, mention to your people what transpired when your Lord said to the angels, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Verily, I will appoint a vicegerent on earth. A vicegerent is someone who is saddled with the responsibility of the exercising of delegated powers on behalf of one. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should remember or should mention to his people what transpired when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to some angels that he wanted or he would appoint a vicegerent on earth, a creation that was going to be exercising some delegated powers on behalf of Allah. Allah here means Adam, peace be upon him. إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَلِيفَةً قَالُوا
أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُسْفِكُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ
When the angels heard what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, they responded by saying, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُسْفِكُ فِيهَا, will you place on it he who will commit mischief on it, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ, and also shed blood? Why did they say this? They said this because prior to the creation of Adam, peace be upon him, the earth was inhabited by the genii, the jinns. Banul Jan, the genii were the ones who inhabited the earth. But they kept on committing numerous mischief and also shedding blood, killing one another. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dropped them away from the earth. So the angels knew what transpired on earth when the Banul Jan, the genii, were inhabiting it. So they concluded that the new vicegerent that was going to be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would commit similar things that were committed by the genii. That was why they said, أَتَجَمْعَلُ فِيهَا, will you place on it مَنْ يُفْسِدِ فِيهَا, he who will commit mischief, as it was committed by the genii, وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ, and also be shedding blood as it was shed by the genii, his predecessors. أَتَجَعَلِ فِيهَا مَنْ يُسِدِ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَهَنُ
وَنَهَنُ نُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ,
while we glorify you with your praise, وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we also sanctify you, we purify you from anything that is not in tandem with your status. We always glorify you with your praises. We sanctify you. Why couldn't you appoint us to serve as your viceroys on earth? The one you want to appoint as your viceroy on earth might be committing mischief and shedding blood as committed by his predecessors, the Banul Jan, that is the genii. وَنَهَنُ نُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَقَالَ
قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
قَالَ, Allah said, Allah responded by saying, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you don't know, concerning the benefit that would be driven by appointing Adam to be my viceroy on earth, by appointing whom I have decided to appoint to serve as my successor on earth, I know what you don't know. I know the advantages that will be recorded via such an appointment. I know the benefit of appointing a human, Adam, to serve as my viceroy on earth. You don't know such benefits. You don't know the advantages that could be recorded via such an appointment. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the story that led humankind to find itself on earth. This is the story here. And the word malaika appears in the Holy Quran 68 times. Al-malaika, O malaika, with the definite article the, O without it. It appears in the Holy Quran 68 times. The verse indicates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not conceal his intention to appoint a human to serve as his vicegerent on earth from the angels. There wasn't any concealment of information. He told them. From here we could deduce that information is very key. The leaders should not be concealing any information from the led. The family head should not be concealing information from the members of the family. The teacher should not also be concealing cogent information from their pupils or students. There must not be a communication gap between people who are interrelated. This is very key. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that he was the creator of the angels, when he was to appoint a vice, when he was to appoint a successor, a viceroy, to be exercising some delegated powers on his behalf, he informed the angels. The angels were informed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have gone ahead to make the appointment without consulting them, without informing them. But in order to teach us the importance of information, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the angels that he was going to appoint a viceroy on earth. The viceroy was going to be saddled with the responsibility of exercising delegated powers on behalf of the Almighty Allah. And he was going to be a human being. On hearing that, they responded by suggesting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly that he should not appoint a human to serve as a vicegerent for him on earth. Rather, he should appoint them. Because hitherto, the jinnai were appointed to serve as viceroys of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the planet, but they committed mischief, they shed blood. Consequently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dropped them away. This underscores the importance of the freedom of expression. Allah allowed them to express their view. He told them what he was planning to do. And he gave them the opportunity to say what they wanted to say. This, I'm reiterating, underscores the importance of the right to freedom of expression. As a family head, allow the members of the family in relation to a decision which you are about to take to have some words, to share some words with you. Allow them to express their opinion consult with them, inform them. As a teacher, allow your students to also express their view in relation to an issue. As a leader, allow the led to express their views concerning the administration of your regime, your authority. Allow the led to express their opinions also. So this is very key as far as human relationship is concerned. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, the creator of angels, the sole proprietor of them. In spite of that, he informed them of a decision he made to appoint a viceroy. He didn't go ahead to make the appointment. He could have done that. The verse also teaches us that bloodshed is an evil act. Likewise, the commission of mischief on earth. Commission of mischief, as we said yesterday, includes dastardly acts like killings, clashes among rival cult groups, clashes among political groups, harder farmer clash, sectarian violence inter alia, stealing, armed robbery, backbiting. Any sin is considered as mischief. Therefore, we should do all that we can to ensure that we keep away from such. The verse also indicates that glorification and sanctification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very important. One needs to earmark some time with a view to sanctifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also glorifying Him with His praises. The verse also teaches us and also tells us that the planet we are currently inhabiting was hitherto inhabited by a different set of creation, the Banul Jan, the Jinni. But when they committed mischief and shed blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dropped them away. But the commission of mischief presently and bloodshedding would never make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to drive us away from the planet due to the position of our great messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pledged that while Muhammad, peace be upon him, remained on the planet, his community would not be perished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The community would not be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he left, when he passed away, and the community continued with the seeking of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not also destroy them. Were it not for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have driven the entire humankind from this planet a very long period of time. Because all the acts of mischief that were committed by the genii and the bloodshedding they committed are contemporarily being committed. So we should do all that we can to always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor. Now,
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم سالكين.
Allah says, وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. Now, at that material time, the angels wanted to be appointed as Allah's viceroys on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already made the decision to appoint Adam, a human, to be exercising delegated powers on earth on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? The angels presented their reasons why they wanted to serve as Allah's viceroys on earth. Because they were created in such a way that they could not commit any transgression. They were created in such a way that they could only obey Allah. They could not disobey Him. Hence, they could not shed blood. They could not commit mischief. Consequently, it dawned on them that they were qualified, not Adam, to serve as Allah's viceroy on earth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse of what He did in relation to that very situation. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ.
وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam all the names of everything. In other words, He gave Adam knowledge. He made Adam to be very knowledgeable. All the things one can think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notified Adam of their names and also the reason why they were created. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Adam of the name of a pen and why the pen was created. In other words, Allah told Adam, this is a pen, and it was created for writing's sake. It was meant for writing. This is a cup. It is meant for the head to be adorned with it. This is a car. It is meant for transportation. This is a spoon. It is meant for eating. This is water. It is meant for drinking. Everything one can think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acquainted Adam with their names and their uses. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Adam, the name Adam appears 25 times in the Holy Quran. Then He showed them to the angels and said, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had acquainted Adam with the names of everything and their uses, then He showed the items, all items one can think of, to the angels and said to them,
فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Allah said to them, tell me the names of these items if you are truthful. If you are truthful, by saying that I could not create any creation that could be as knowledgeable as you are. Now tell me the names of these items, if what you said that material time signified your truthfulness. You equally said that I could not create any creation that could be as honorable as you were. Now tell me the names of these items and their uses. He did that after he had informed Adam of the names of everything and their uses. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted at that material time the angels to also tell him the names of those items. In other words, all the names of things one can think of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the angels to tell him of their names and their uses. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that material time wanted to use knowledge to decide whom he was going to appoint as his viceroy on earth. Was it Adam or the angels? The angels were the ones to be appointed as Allah's vicegerents on earth, or Adam. The appointment was to be done on the basis of merit. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had equipped Adam with knowledge. Now he wanted to use knowledge to make the appointment, because he really wanted the appointment to be on the basis of merit. Despite the fact that he had already made his decision to appoint Adam, but he wanted to display a high degree of justice. They lodged complaints before him that Adam, that is his progeny, could be committing mischief and shedding blood on earth. Therefore, Adam was not qualified to be appointed as Allah's successor on earth. They were the ones who qualified for the appointment. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to use knowledge as a parameter for the appointment. Now,
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Prior to the interpretation of the just recited verse, if you could study the interpreted verse meticulously, you could deduce some lessons, of which the importance of knowledge. The verse affirms the significance of knowledge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Adam of the names of everything. Importance of knowledge. Afterwards, he demanded from the angels to tell him of the names of all things as he had acquainted Adam with such. The verse underscores the importance of knowledge. Then also, the considerable student-teacher ratio. It emphasizes the importance of a very considerable student-teacher ratio. Because the teacher of Adam was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that very scenario, the student was Adam alone. Look at the ratio, 1:1. So this underscores the importance of a very considerable teacher-student ratio. Whenever the teacher-student ratio is something that cannot be controlled by the teacher, then the impartation of knowledge will be very, very difficult. The students at the end will just end as school-goers, not students, because they will not assimilate anything. Then he says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا كُلَّهَا. He told Adam of the names of everything in its entirety. This underscores the importance of the completion of syllabus. As a teacher, if you want your students to pass your exam, You have to make sure that the syllabus is completed by you. Because on the day of the examination, the questions might arise from the part of the syllabus which you have not touched. And that will definitely lead the students to failure. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-asma'a kullaha. Wa'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. So this is a very, very fundamental lesson, particularly to teachers. If you are a mathematics teacher, ensure that your syllabus is completed. If you are an English teacher, in the same vein, ensure that the syllabus being given to you is completed. If you are an Islamic studies teacher, ensure that your syllabus is also completed. Summarily, the verse underscores the completion of syllabi. This could be attributed to the failure of many of our contemporary students to pass exams. In most cases, it is not their fault. Because the teachers were not able to complete the syllabus. On getting into the examination hall, the student found the question paper containing questions whose topics were not treated by the teacher. That will definitely make them to fail to pass the exam. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. That is why the Quran is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Everything is found in it. Now.
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا.
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw the challenge to the angels to tell him of the names of the things that he told Adam of their names in their entirety, they responded by saying, Subhanaka. Qalu, they said, the angel said, Subhanaka, glory be to you. In other words, we always glorify you. We glorify you. Glory be to you. La ilma lana. We don't have any knowledge. Illa ma allamtana. Except what you have taught us. We don't have any knowledge. Except what you have taught us. And the names of these items were not part of what you had already taught us. Hence, we don't know. We can't tell you the names, O our Lord. Naam.
Innaka antal alimul hakim.
Innaka verily antal alimul hakim. Antal alimu, you are all knowing. Al hakim, all wise. You are a fountain of wisdom and at the same time a fountain of knowledge. You know everything and you are all wise. Naka antal alimul hakim. Here, the angels, since they didn't know the names of the items that were presented to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't claim knowing them. They throw back a response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, we don't know anything. We have no knowledge. What lesson could we deduce from this Quranic verse? They are very unquantifiable, but for time constraint, we could just select a few. They didn't object to Allah's decision. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that he was going to create a creation that could serve as his viceroy on earth, they only made an observation. They made an observation. They suggested to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they should be made to serve as his viceroy on earth, not a human. Because a human being could be committing mischief on earth and also could be shedding blood. Then Allah now subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them about knowledge. Asked them about the names of things he presented to them. They said, La ilma lana. We don't have any knowledge. We don't have any knowledge. Innaka antal alimul hakim. You are all knowing and all wise. Then another lesson is that admission of ignorance is not a sign of weakness. If you don't know anything, reveal your ignorance as far as that issue is concerned. I don't know. It's not a sign of weakness. If you admit that you don't know something, it doesn't mean that you are weak. Definitely, you know something. So here, the Quran underscores the importance of revealing ignorance in relation to an issue that you don't know. Don't seek honor by claiming the knowledge of what you don't know, particularly in the area of the passage of jurisprudential verdicts as far as the jurisprudence of Islam is concerned. If you are asked about any jurisprudential issue whose knowledge is unknown to you, just say, I don't know. Look at angels here saying, La ilma lana. We don't have knowledge concerning this. La ilma lana illa ma allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakim. The verse also teaches us to be always referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as knowledge is concerned. That is why you will notice that at the end of every writing, sometimes the author writes, Allahu A'lam. Allah is the best knower. The writer here refers the knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, claiming that you know is a sign of arrogance. Always refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the knower of everything. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي إِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knowledgeable person is someone who is more knowledgeable than they are. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم.
قال يا آدم. Allah said, He said, the pronoun here, He, refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Adam, O Adam, inform them of their names. Since they have claimed ignorance of the names of these items, now inform them, educate them, be their teacher. Inform them of the names of the items. Ya adamu anbihum bi asma'ihim. Now. And when he had acquainted them with the names of the items, when he had educated them concerning the names of the items which they were hitherto unable to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, Allah said to them, Alam aqul lakum, haven't I said to you, inni a'lamu ghaiba samawati, that I know the unseen in the earth, ghaiba samawati, the unseen in the heavens, wal earth, and also the unseen in the earth. Haven't I told you that I know everything? Now. And haven't I told you that I know what you were revealing and what you were concealing? Because concerning the issue of this appointment of viceroy on earth, privately the angels made many proclamations. For instance, they said, لَنْ يَخَلُقَ رَبُّنَا خَلْقًا أَعْلَمَ مِنَّا. These utterances were made by them privately. لَنْ يَخَلُقَ رَبُّنَا خَلْقًا أَعْلَمَ مِنَّا. Our Lord cannot create any creation that could be as knowledgeable as we are. They said this privately. They equally said, لَنْ يَخَلُقَ رَبُّنَا خَلْقًا أَكَرَمَ مِنَّا. Our Lord cannot create any creation that could be more honorable than we are. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ. Haven't I told you that I know what you are revealing, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ, and what you are concealing? And publicly they said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. Will you place on the earth he who will be committing mischief on it? And also shedding blood. The aforementioned assertion was made by them publicly. So in relation to the issue of Adam's appointment, the angels made statement that could be classified into two. The private statement they made and the public statement. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that he knows everything. He knows all that they have said. Now.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Now Adam has become the teacher of the angels. Consequently, he deserves their respect. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Now.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ.
Oh my messenger Muhammad, remember when we said to the angels, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Remember when we said to the angels. In another interpretation, it means, mention to your people what transpired when we said to the angels, اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. Prostrate yourselves before Adam. Bow to him. Bow to him as a sign of respect, since he has become your teacher. And now he is the one to be appointed as Allah's viceroy on earth, because I have favored him with knowledge. And the examination was very transparent. I asked him to tell me the names of items. He did that successfully. Prior to that, I asked you, you failed woefully. And you got to know the names of the items through him. Hence, he has now become your teacher. Consequently, he deserves to be respected by you as your teacher. Therefore, bow to him. Prostrate here does not mean the normal prostration we know or the normal prostration we conduct while establishing any of the five daily prayers or any of the supererogatory prayers. No. Prostration here connotes the bowing of the head as a sign of respect. Bend your head as a sign of respect for him. Now. Fasajadu, on hearing this, the angels prostrated as a sign of respect to Adam alayhi salam. They bowed to him. They bowed to him with a view to displaying a high degree of respect for him. Fasajadu, illa Ibiliza, with the exception of the Lucifer, Satan, the Lucifer, with the exception of the Lucifer, Iblis. The name Iblis the name Iblis appears 11 times in the Holy Quran. Iblis, Iblis, Iblis appears 11 times in the Holy Quran. What is the literal meaning of Iblis? The literal meaning of Iblis is the despair one. Someone who has already despaired that definitely on the day of judgment is not going to secure Allah's favor. Consequently, now he lives in despair. Hence, one of the meanings, literally, of the word Iblis is the one who lives in despair. Al-Ya'is. That is Iblis. Illa Iblis. Aba, he refused to prostrate. Wastakbara, and was arrogant. He became so conceited, so pompous. He considered himself great. He considered himself better than Adam. Because in one of the Quranic portions, he says, Ana khayru minhu. Oh Allah, I am better than he is. How could I prostrate for him? I am better than he is. Ana khayru minhu. Khalaqtani min narin. You created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min tin. And you created him from clay. Then how could I prostrate for him? How could I bow to him as a mark of respect? I'm better than he is. Ana khayrun minhu, khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min tin. Naam. Wa kana min al-kafirin. Consequently, he became one of the disbelievers. Prior to this scenario, the Iblis was a very obedient servant of Allah. He spent thousands of years in the service of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for him to go astray. Consequently, when the issue arose in relation to the prostration before Adam, he disobeyed Allah and also made very, very nasty statement in the sight of Allah. He compared himself with Adam. He condemned Adam, alayhi salam. He became so arrogant. He became so conceited and pompous. Here, the verse emphasizes the importance of treating knowledgeable people with respect. Look at angels. When Adam became their teacher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them to respect him. Also, honoring whom Allah has honored is something that is cherished by Allah. Is something that will definitely attract Allah's favor to you if you are doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored the entire humankind. Therefore, as Muslims, we are obliged to respect all and sundry, whether they practice the religion we practice or not, whether they come from the geographical area of ours or not, whether we belong to the same tribal group with them or not, whether we belong to the state to the same state of origin with them or not, whether we belong to the same continent with them or not, etc., etc. Regardless of any social difference, accord a very, very great portion of respect to all and sundry, regardless of any social difference. The Quran says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have verily honored the children of Adam. We have verily, in other words, honored the humankind. Allah does not say in the verse, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Oh, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا الْمَسِيحِيِّينَ. Oh, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا الْيَهُودَ. No. Oh, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In lieu of that, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Verily, we have honored the humankind, the children of Adam. Look at the Lucifer here. He refused to honor Adam. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the Lucifer and everything, had honored Adam during that time. And Adam still remains very, very honorable in the sight of Allah. But Satan refused to honor him. Because of what? Because of pomposity. Because of arrogance. So no matter your status in society, Do all that you can to always ensure that you accord respect to people, no matter how lowly they are. Also, the verse teaches us that ignorance is evil. Therefore, we should do all that we can to fight it. And when we talk of the antonym of ignorance, that is knowledge, we are not only talking of Islamic knowledge, but what? Knowledge generally, be it Western style knowledge, be it Islamic knowledge. We should do all that we can to acquire both Western style education and the Islamic knowledge. You understand? So knowledge is very important. Therefore, we should do all that we can to acquire it. The verse also teaches us that humility is something that is being cherished by Allah. Conversely, arrogance is hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should always try to be humble, no matter our status in our society, as I mentioned earlier. Look at the three Arabic words. If you study the three words I'm going to mention critically, you will arrive at the importance of humility and the lack of importance of arrogance. Alhamdulillah, due to time factor, we are going to have a pause here in relation to the interpretation. By the grace of the Almighty Allah, the Quranic commentary continues tomorrow. Do not forget that this interpretation of the Holy Quran in the English language comes to you on this very esteemed radio station, courtesy of its chief executive officer, Malam Ahmad Isa, the ordinary Malam Ahmad Isa, the ordinary president, in commemory of his late father, in memory of his late father, Malam Isa Muhammad. May the Almighty Allah continue to show mercy on his gentle son. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق ولا هادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله كقدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.